I'm Matt Bellany, filling in for Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Lucas Shaw, entertainment reporter for Bloomberg News. And Lucas, this week we, you know, are endlessly talking about Netflix, but Netflix again did some interesting things this week. They are buying a movie theater, a famous one. They're in talks to buy the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood. And that is seen by many as a way for Netflix to debut its films and TV shows in a very splashy setting and make talent feel very comfortable. And we also learned through your reporting this week that Netflix is launching a print publication. Call it Netflix Magazine, whatever the name ends up being. And they're doing that for the same reason, to tell talent, we can showcase you and your shows in a glossy, fancy print magazine and make you feel good about working for Netflix. What do you think about these moves?
I mean, in the past few years, ever since Netflix made House of Cards and its very early original series, it has prioritized winning awards as a way to signal to consumers and perhaps even more importantly to the industry, the entertainment industry, that it's serious and it is a place that you go to kind of be seen as the best. And so it has spent a fortune over the past several years on campaigns to try to win Oscars, try to win Emmys. It's had some success. It got the most Emmy nominations of any network last year. It just won Best Director for its movie Roma. It hasn't won the top prize at either one, but this is still such a priority that, you know, what's old is new again. It's buying a movie theater. It's starting a magazine, and it wants to use these so that it can control the messaging around its awards and really make kind of the campaigns pop in a way that it might not if it has to rely on other people.
Yeah, I mean, the magazine is interesting. It's not the first time. Several other studios have done this kind of thing. Warner Brothers has put out, you know, promotional magazines about its content. CBS has done something similar. But you make a good point there. These might seem like they are moves to try to win over awards voters and, you know, convince them to vote for their projects. But they are more likely trying to make the talent in their projects feel good about working for Netflix. And that is the interesting thing here, because the knock on Netflix is that you put all your heart and soul into this project and it goes direct to the service and disappears. And nobody, you know, they don't tell you who's watching. You may or may not get feedback from the public. It's not like when you release a movie in theaters and you know what the box office is and you know what the marketing campaign is and all that other stuff. You know, Netflix, it's less transparent. So they're trying to make talent feel good about the experience and say, hey, you're on the cover of Netflix Magazine. Congratulations. I don't know how much that's going to matter, but at least it's something.
It is something, especially because Netflix's approach to promotion and marketing is so different from traditional networks and studios. You know, with a big movie release, you see trailers for months leading up to its release. You see billboards everywhere, especially if you live in Los Angeles or New York. Netflix has, by and large, avoided that because there's a huge upfront cost, and Netflix wants to wait and see what works when it releases. So I remember listening to the creators of Stranger Things, which is far and away Netflix's biggest hit show, and they were talking about how nervous they were ahead of the show's initial release because they didn't see any promotion for it. But then once it started to kind of be popular with fans, then Netflix flooded the zone with magazine covers and promotion and all that. And so that has been hard for producers and writers and other folks to adjust to because it is so different. Netflix has tried to kind of educate them in its ways, but having something kind of more normal, tactile, that they can feel like a magazine may help, however, in however small a way.
Yeah, I agree, but there's still going to be that talent that lives for that Monday morning when the box office results come in and you've got the biggest hit in America, or you've got the most watched show in America and everybody knows it and talks about it. And, you know, I don't know how much this is going to actually, win over talent, but we'll see. Thank you, Lucas.
Thanks, Pat.
That was Lucas Shaw, entertainment reporter at Bloomberg News, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown.